Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Brauchart. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brauchart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchart hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Brauchart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouhard strikes out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer is hit by the pitch. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Lacy scores. Dwyer moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer tags and scores. Ripken tags and moves to third. One out. It's Brewers, 2, Orioles, 2. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Simmons moves to second. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 2 in the game. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Clark moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Ryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ryles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Dower reaches second base with a double. Sakata goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakotin now playing second base. Rich Dower now playing third base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-3 in the game. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Roenick goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Ripken scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Orioles. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dower takes first base on ball four. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Dower moves to second. Pete Ladd now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Ladd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive towards the mound. McGregor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.